I wish. I wish. I mean, it's leading it in the wrong ways. You know, you're getting a lot of IT investment in universities that, you know, most universities in developed countries now have a very good IT infrastructure. I mean, many campuses now are fully wireless. They've got high speed access. It's cheap. From the student's perspective, you log on, it's free, you know. So all that IT infrastructure is in place. What we don't have is a very good use of that IT infrastructure. And incidentally, not only on the teaching side, but on the administrative side as well. UBC did a very interesting thing recently. It's a very competitive university. Think of Oxford or Cambridge in terms of the number of people who would like to get into the university. And what they do now is allow students to admit themselves when they're in high school. So what they do, the students go online and they're asked to estimate what kind of grades they'll get in their high school exams. And if they get those grades, they get admitted automatically. And then all they have to do is send their transcripts in. Now that got rid of 80% of the staff in the registrar's office, because what they had to do beforehand was sift through all these applications, all the grades they got, and match the grades to the number of places. Well, now they're only looking at the 5% margin, those students who got it wrong and thought they were going to do better, or the students who got it wrong and thought they were going to do worse, and then try to balance those out. So it's cut down on the administration, but what's more, the student knows which university they're going to and what they're working for, and the schools love it because suddenly the students are motivated. They know what they have to do to get into the university of their choice. So, you know, the technology here can really radically change the way the university operates. And of course, once students start doing things online, they don't. One of the things that always amused me at UBC was the queue at the bookstore at the beginning of term. You know, it would snake round the bookstore. You know, it'd be about 400 students in line queuing up all week, wasting their time when they could be studying because they had to physically purchase their books. Well, now they can go online, order their books, and they come in. There's a little collection area, and they just have to show their printed receipt, and they get the book. The book's waiting for them. It's already assigned to them. So, you know, there's all kinds of ways in which technology can improve the administration of the institution, as well as the teaching. And the two have to be integrated, because obviously if you're registering for a course online, you want to know what the books are. So, the bookstore's got to liaise with the academic side, so they know what books are going to be demanded to make sure they're going to be there for the students. And again, this is what IT does really well. It collects data from different sources, puts it together, and enables the administration to be very simple.